You have more than 130 recordings to your name, and you've premiered works by an incredible list of pretty amazing composers, including your own works. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've been recording since my early years in New York, and it's a way of leaving a kind of record of what you do, because, you know, there are so many great performers in the past. We don't know what they sounded like. We can read descriptions, but now, you know, everyone who has something to say musically has this option of recording their work and leaving some traces. Certainly for me, recording has been important just in terms of disseminating my music, and people who want to learn pieces of mine can listen to some of the recordings I've made and use them as a starting point, as a jumping off point.
Recently, you've donated many of your papers to the Library of Congress.
Yeah, this was an opportunity that arose. A certain number of artists, I think, are invited to donate papers to the Library of Congress, where they are maintained in perpetuity, I guess, for research purposes. I did donate, you know, about 15 big box loads of scores and sketches for compositions and programs and reviews and letters between myself and other composers, and papers having to do with the concerts that I've organized, the Group for Contemporary Music, and so forth. In a way, it was a wonderful way to house clean. I mean, that stuff has been following me around all my life, and I am kind of a pack rat. I do save programs, I do save letters, and since they thought they were worth preserving, I thought this is a great way to clean house. So a lot of that stuff is, it's in Washington now. It's their problem, not mine anymore.